Delta Airlines suspends congressional desk service during shutdown. By Katherine Hamilton on March 24, 2026. Delta Airlines has suspended its flight assistance service designated specifically for members of Congress as airports face growing security lines amid the Democrat-induced partial government shutdown. The decision comes days after the Senate unanimously approved a proposal to end the preferential treatment lawmakers receive at airports, including allowing them to skip the line at security checkpoints, The Hill reported. Democrats have been holding up funding for the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, over their refusal to support any funding bill that supports Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and Customs and Border Protection, CBP. As a result, Transportation Security Administration, TSA, agents have gone without pay since DHS funding lapsed in mid-February, and airports have faced increasing call-outs from employees. DHS said more than 400 TSA officers have quit altogether, according to the report. Delta Airlines is headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia, where the world's busiest airport, the Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, is located. Hartsfield-Jackson has told travelers to allow for at least 4 hours before their flights to pass through TSA checkpoints for both domestic and international flights because of current federal conditions, per the report. Delta CEO Ed Bastian was one of several airline executives who sent a letter to Congress earlier this month asking for Republicans and Democrats to work together on a solution that ensures federal aviation workers are paid during government shutdowns. TSA officers just received $0 paychecks. That is simply unacceptable. It's difficult, if not impossible, to put food on the table, put gas in the car and pay rent when you are not getting paid, the airline CEOs wrote. The shutdown-caused staffing crisis has already prompted some airports to close checkpoints at certain terminals, according to the report. Top TSA officials have said there may be even more changes to come as the shutdown drags on, including potentially pausing operations at smaller airports. This is going to get worse before it gets better, particularly if we don't have a resolution within the coming days and weeks, Deputy TSA Administrator Adam Stahl said during interview with News Nation last week.